Joe's Need to Know News, here we go. The 13th case of the coronavirus on American soil was confirmed in San Diego yesterday. The death toll in China, by the way, has topped 1,000. This thing's worse than what SARS was. The patient in San Diego was evacuated last week in a flight from the Chinese city of Wuhan, where the deadly virus originated. The patient, though, is in good condition and is under isolation, so hopefully we'll have a positive result. I saw this before, and then I saw it yesterday, like as I was getting out of the basketball game I went to with my little bro, and I'm like, what is this? Have you guys seen this? The broom challenge.
No, what is it?
It's before, but it's where, I don't know, like I saw this years ago and I did this too, but apparently you can do it anytime. But the alleged rumor was that NASA said on Monday it was the only day a broom can stand up on its own because of the gravitational pull. Like you can make a broom stand up. Like search
what?
For it right now. The thing is,
that's so cool.
But you can do it any time of the year, actually, with a broom. You just have to do it properly because the bristles can kind of adjust. But yeah, people were doing it. I think Paula Abdul, that's where it got a lot of traction yesterday because she was doing it. But NASA replied, you can stand your broom up. It's got nothing to do with today or any kind of gravitational pull. It may look like magic, but getting your broom to stand up straight on its own is just a matter of basic physics. So, wah, wah, wah. You can do it. It looks cool. But yeah, there wasn't like some special day where the Earth was aligned properly for that to happen. But I was like, why is everybody, like everything I see is the broom challenge.
Now I do see a bunch of these challenges.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm like, okay. But I remember doing the broom challenge like 2 or 3 years ago. So whatever. We've all done it, I guess. But just so you know.
You're old news, everybody.
If you missed it, you can do it today. I love my dogs, Benny and Paddington, but I don't understand what this guy's thinking. A man in San Francisco used his life savings and cashed out his 401k to save his 12-year-old dog Lola's life. Lola has heart issues and was given just months to live. Garrett is hoping that the new Japanese procedure, only available in Florida, will help his dog. He also started a GoFundMe campaign. I love dogs, but first of all, 12's kind of like up there on the older age of dogs, is it not? And this is not a guarantee that it's going to save his dog either. And I mean, if he had such a huge disposable income, but they said it was his life savings.
Yeah.
He drained his 401k. And
this
it's like, even if your dog lives, for how long?
This caused a lot of fights in my last relationship because my poor little dog, one, she went blind. And then I was like, what can we do? And I was like, they said there's nothing. It was hereditary. So that was okay because I was like, I'll do anything. And then we found out pretty much she had cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
But that time she was like 14, 15, and he was like, no, we're not going to spend 20, 30, you know, whatever. And I was like, oh. Like it
20,
was
30 what?
$1,000.
Oh, I mean, my Mackenzie. That's
surgery.
Like a car.
Well, I mean, it's like your baby, but it's like, what do you do? When she went blind, I was like, did something detach? Can we send her to, I went to a doggy optometrist that they have those. And like, I
didn't even know they had that.
I took her to like the best because I was like, what a bad parent of a pet if I just let her be blind just because I'm cheap. No way.
You know what you could have done is you could put like those little googly eyes on her. Like,
how much, what if something happened to your dog? So what if they broke their legs or what if they needed $20,000 surgery?
$20,000, we'd have to, I would, and I hope Lindsay understands this, I would say we'd have to put them down if it was a $20,000 thing. I love animals, but you have to be reasonable though with how much you're spending on something. Chaps, you're giving me the poo-poo face. You're telling me if you had 20 grand, because I don't have 20 grand, you would spend 20 grand on Chloe? You would do that? Of course you'd want to. We all would want to. But you're telling me, like, yeah, I would take that alone.
I wouldn't.
You don't have 20 grand.
No, but I don't have 20 grand.
I would not easily. It seems like you were very easily able to say, I would put them down.
No, I'm sure I would cry. I'm sure I would cry.
GoFundMe. I would still probably, I mean, I don't know. Also, my dog's not as older than your dog, though. So your dog's like, what, 3, right?
I don't care if a dog's 2 and it has a $20,000 thing. It's just like, that's like, you got to be humane with it.
You
got to care about your animal.
If you had, like, this could save their life. It'll be on your conscience. Like, you didn't have this done for them and then they die.
Yeah, if it's $20,000, yes, I would feel terrible. I would be like, yeah, they're dead. No, I would be crushed. I would be hurt. You're right. I wouldn't be able to do it. But I'm saying the rational part of me right now, not emotional, knows that that's the right thing to do.
Right. What if you spend $20,000, you empty out your 401k, or you start a GoFundMe, or whatever you do, you empty out, you get $20,000 for your dog. 5 years down the road, you have a child, something happens. You're going to ask people again to help for your child.
Live. No, forget
or you're
that.
Not gonna have, or you're not going to have funds.
That's a
you're,
great idea.
You've already emptied out your life savings. You're not going to have funds to help your significant other
you,
or like
you
a
do
child.
This $20,000 thing. Liz got a great point. And then your dog gets hit by a car the next week. Then what?
You know, like it's so sad, well, I think at the same time, like a pet is a pet, and I am obsessed. Like I would cry if anything happened to my boyfriend's dog. It's not even my dog, but a pet is a pet. $20,000. That's a huge amount.
To be fair, though,
money.
Any of us could be hit by a bus, like leaving here.
Oh, for sure.
But that's not rational. That is purely like that's not responsible. I guess it's not a responsible decision.
No, I get it. Listen, my ex was the same way, and he was like, "No, absolutely not." And I was bawling because I just like didn't know what to do. But anyway, she passed, and she was old, and she went to heaven. So,
oh my gosh, Zach just fired shots on our Twitter. Joe McKenzie, are you asking the man whose cat has been limping for years if he would spend $20,000 on his dog?
Oh,
dude, shots fired.
I mean,
that is true. Your cat's been injured its whole life, and you've done nothing about it.
My cat is not like injured. A psychic said that my cat might be limping.
Oh, a psychic said, okay.
So, but I've checked with family, and we all agree that the cat seems fine right now and is fine.
If
so.
You want to do something for your dog, give your dog a bath today.
Yeah. Maybe trim its nails.
In like 6 months.
You're not kidding. It looks like one of those sad puppies in one of those commercials where like this music plays. For only pennies a day, you can get Chap's dog a bath. Maybe trim the nails too.
Spend all your time waiting.
That is Joe's Need to Know News. Coming up next, we got Song of the Day.